Rich Cioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Arabs holding the Palestinian flag were screaming Heil Hitler while the Israeli national anthem was playing at an Olympic soccer event. And they were actually doing the Nazi salute as well. Daily Wire showing those pictures. Very, very tolerant of them. I'm sure all those college lunatics will be out there and they'll be going out and condemning this. I imagine that will be coming any moment now. Anti-Israel demonstrators brandishing Palestinian flags and a sign that read Genocide Olympics reportedly chanted Heil Hitler and did the Nazi salute while the Israeli national anthem played before the Israeli men's soccer team played Paraguay at the Paris Olympics Saturday night. At the Israeli men's team opening game against Mali, which ended in a 1-1 tie, anti-Israel demonstrators booed during the playing of the Israeli national anthem. The day before, Israeli team coach Gary Luzon was apprised that there would be demonstrations against Israel at the game and told the press conference, bring on the loudest protests. They will make us try harder. Israel has struck back against Palestinians who killed 12 Israeli children, the monsters in Hamas and Hezbollah. That happened earlier this afternoon, right before it came on the air today. And, you know, this question of where all this goes with the war, world peace, all of this, the issues that are at play here, really makes me wonder about Kamala Harris's choice for vice president. Because I was talking today to somebody about Josh Shapiro, of course, the governor of Pennsylvania, who is trying so hard. I mean, this guy is trying so hard, but he's Jewish. And while that certainly would not stop me from voting for him, what would stop me is his insane policies and the fact that he's acting like a complete and utter clown right now. But there are a lot of Democrats who are very anti-Israel right now, and they don't hide their hatred for Jews. I mean, it's just, and they're in places like Michigan, Wisconsin, Minnesota. They're places that Democrats need to win. So suddenly now there's another name emerging in the Veep stakes, and it's the governor of Minnesota, Tim Walz. His name has been coming and mentioned quite a bit. But there was a guy earlier who came out and said that Josh Shapiro should be the pick, that Josh Shapiro would be the one who would help. Before I get to that, though, Kamala Harris at one point wanted to work to ensure that every transgender inmate at the prison system in California has access to taxpayer-funded gender reassignment surgery. So your taxpayer dollars would pay for this. And I've told you before, if I were a guy, which I am, and I was sentenced to murder, the first thing I would do is declare myself a woman so that I could be at a women's prison. 100%. I'm going to take my chances with the ladies. I know I don't stand a chance with the guys. I get that. I understand that. I'm not even looking for romantic interludes. I just want to survive. I think my chances are better in a women's prison than a men's prison. No doubt about it. I think every guy has that philosophy. Or if nothing else, we've all seen the movies and it looks like a lot more fun. Versus like Oz, the show Oz, for example. So, you know, the women's prison movies that I watched in high school always seem to be a lot more entertaining than I'm just going to move on. But this is what Kamala Harris said back then. And I'll share with you a little bit of her campaign strategy as she once pledged to keep transgender criminals. Take a listen.
When I was attorney general, I learned that the California Department of Corrections, which was a client of mine, I didn't get to choose my clients.
Right. A client of the attorney general.
A client of the attorney general, right. Of the Office of Attorney General, that they were standing in the way of surgery.
For prisoners.
For prisoners. And there was a specific case. And when I learned about the case, I worked behind the scenes to not only make sure that that transgender woman got the services she was deserving. So it wasn't only about that case. I made sure that they changed the policy in the state of California so that every transgender inmate in the prison system would have access to the medical care that they desired and need. And I believe it was not only, I know it was historic in California, but I believe actually it may have been one of the first, if not the first in the country, where I pushed for that policy in a Department of Corrections.
This is a policy that Kamala Harris advocated. And remember, for Kamala Harris and these extreme lefty positions, this is ultimately what's going to be the downfall for her. In the end, it's going to be the downfall. So let's play the Pennsylvania governor, Josh Shapiro, who, again, sounding like a black Southern preacher, as he comes down from high on the mountain, and he's working blue. He's talking smack. Talking smack, dropping the S word, dropping the A word. Oh, yeah, Josh Shapiro not holding back. So why don't we start with him talking about his message to Donald Trump, cut number 10.
And so, I got a message to Donald Trump. Stop talking America. This is the greatest country on the face of the earth. Let's start acting like it. True, you know that's true. He doesn't know that's true. He keeps talking us down, and he keeps trying to rip away our fundamental freedoms. I mean, I have to laugh. You ever see this guy? Like when he's on stage, he like kind of meanders over, you know, can't really walk well, and he goes over to the flag and he like hugs the flag. I mean, I love the flag, but it's a weird thing he does, right? But while he's hugging the flag, you know what he's doing? He's ripping away our freedoms.
Oh, is he now? He's hugging the flag and taking away our freedoms. What is with him? What the hell is he on, Matt DeSantis? Is he snorting Red Bull? Is that what this is? Injections in the veins?
I don't know. He's getting super annoying.
Oh, my God.
He's a guy who's supposed to be a moderate. That's what he bills himself as.
Yeah, a calm moderate, right? That's his whole thing. He's hugging the flag as he's taking the flag and killing people with it. Striking that flag down like a Zeus from on top of the mountain. It's like, calm down, man.
You better hope he gets picked as VP because these antics are going to crater his support in Pennsylvania.
I think this is pathetic. I think he looks like a pathetic beta male who's trying so hard to win the girl over. That's what it sounds like to me.
And he keeps weaving these curse words into all of his speeches.
Everything.
Like, what is he trying to prove? That he's tough or something? Because he can say the S word?
Yeah, he works blue. If I say the A word or the S word, you know I'm a real man. So I got a message for Donald Trump. Look at your ass. Look what I did there, huh? Look at me. I'm a man. I'm a man's man.
I do love that he also mentioned that Donald Trump is S-talking America. Who complains about America more than, like, Kamala Harris and the far left?
Well, isn't he literally S-talking Donald Trump at the moment that he's doing this?
Yes.
He goes over and hugs the flag. He gets all creepy with the flag, holding the flag, and it's all upright and whatnot. And like, dude, what's wrong with you, man? Stop. I think it's desperate. I do it. I think it comes across desperate. I think everybody watching this, like I tweeted out earlier today and I just said, please, can you just chill out? Play hard to get a little bit. Please.
He also,
like, no woman wants you to just throw yourself at them. That is a sign that you are a freaking loser. Am I right? Andrew's nodding. He knows what I'm talking about.
It's just like you're hitting all the points. And it's like when people are trying too hard.
Yeah.
It's extremely obvious. And it's like what DeSantis was saying. It's regardless of whether he's the VP pick, like if he's the VP pick, he's fine politically wise if they win, but hopefully they don't. But it's like, you know, if they lose and or if he's not the VP pick, how, like, does he really think this is going to help his chances in re-election in Pennsylvania?
Well, is he going to go back to just being the governor of Pennsylvania, how boring that job is every day, and be like, I say to this pothole here in Harrisburg, feel yourself and stop with your ass talking to all the cars that drive over you. Like, is he going to start doing that? This is going to get very boring for him once this little national, if he doesn't get the pick, once this little limelight passes by, you know what I mean? I said to those workers in Harrisburg, can we please have Taco Tuesday on Wednesday? Wow, Governor, you are really fired up about this, huh? It's just, is there more of him yelling like a lunatic?
Mercifully, that is it.
He had Janet Yellen in town with him today. I'm sure we'll have some clips of that tomorrow. I can only take little bits of him, though. But he's not the only one doing this now. Gretchen Whitmer's doing the same thing. So the Democrats are all working blue. They're all working blue right now. And she's out there cursing as well. Cut 11.
How good is Josh Shapiro? Well, he's gotten a heck of a lot done in over the last year and a half.
And it's another example of Democratic governors who believe in our three-part strategy. Get done.
Get S done. Boom. Get S done. I got to be honest with you. I don't think it works. I really don't think it works. The whole crazy, crazy kookiness of them yelling and cursing and screaming. I think it backfires on them. I think it just sounds desperate, but particularly for Shapiro, man, it's like, just, you know, grow a pair. I got some clips for you of Karine Jean-Pierre, the White House press fembot. She won't say if Biden supports nuking the filibuster to ram through the Harris-Biden Supreme Court overhaul, but I can tell you the Democrats absolutely 100% want to kill the filibuster because it gives them more power. I tell you, their ultimate goal here is to make Puerto Rico a state or to make D.C. a state or both, get more Democrats on there. And then what they want to do is they want to go out there and they want to nuke the filibuster so that they can have absolute control, have the majority in the Senate, and do whatever they want to do. That's their ultimate goal. Cut number two.
This is a president that was on the Judiciary Committee for almost the 36 years that he was president, right? If you think...
Yes, on the filibuster?
I actually answered this. I said, we're going to have a healthy debate with Congress on what this is going to look like. The president laid out the three ways that he sees moving forward. There's not going to go beyond those three measures that he's laid out, but we're going to have a healthy debate, and that's what's important here.
Filibuster's no question.
I just said we are going to...
We welcome
a healthy debate on how to move forward. He put forth three ways to move forward on this, on really dealing with SCOTUS reform, and I just laid out some conservative legal experts who agree with us, at least on the term limits. They've been very clear as well.
These people want to run roughshod over the United States Supreme Court. Their goal here is to take it over. See, they don't like the decisions of the court, and they're also trying to make it a political issue. I got bad news for you, though. It's not a political issue. People don't wake up in the morning thinking about, ooh, the Supreme Court. Only crazy lefties wake up thinking the Supreme Court is their driving issue every single day. Otherwise, they don't think about it that way. Here's Kamala Harris talking about, I guess, the assassination attempt. What was the point you wanted to make about Mark Kelly? DeSantis?
I just wanted to say that it's probably worth noting that Mark Kelly is basically the only VP contender not making a fool of himself in public right now. And he coincidentally has the highest favorability rating right now by a significant margin.
That's probably a smart strategy for him.
Yeah, just
since Josh Shapiro, I'm told, just put a face tattoo of Kamala Harris. He just got that done in Kensington. I'm showing I'm all in for Kamala. I have one on my ass and on my face. Governor, I don't think a Kamala Harris face tat is... I think it's sad. I really do. I have these new dangly hoop earrings, too. Look, one's a K and one's an H.
Do you think he would actually get the tattoo if Kamala asked him? Because I kind of think he might.
I think he would. I really do. I think he's so desperate to be the pick, he can do whatever he has to do. My name is now Jezebel Shapiro. I have changed my gender. I am now. It's like whatever he's got to do. They tell him, too, like, you know, Governor, it's a damn shame, but the fact that you're Jewish, I mean, we're worried about losing voters in Michigan or Wisconsin. I hereby denounce God. I'm officially now following Satan and all his works. Please pick me. If you need me to sacrifice one of my children, I'll go. I'm kidding. That's a little too far now. But I'll do it if I have to. Please pick me. It's just not, you know, you got to play hard to get. You got to show a little swagger. It's like, you know, when you coach guys on dating, too. I haven't had a date in a long time, but thank God. But when you do these things, you got to pretend like, you know, maybe you're interested, maybe you're not. Like, Josh Shapiro should be totally cool. He should be sitting there like one of the guys in Reservoir Dogs, just sitting back there, leaning back with a cigarette hanging out of his mouth, being like, yeah, maybe I want this job. I don't know. Maybe. What are you going to do for me? Make it so that she becomes desperate and wants to pick you. That's the dating guide 101 right there. Versus, I have tattooed Pennsylvania on my chest. Look at the bruises and the bleeding. Look at it. I did this for you, Kamala. I did. He holds up the boombox like it'd say anything. In your administration, the light, the heat, your administration. Ah, poor guy. The other guy, too, is Tim Walz. Nobody even knows who the hell the guy is. That's how low-key he is compared to how Josh Shapiro is acting right now. I wouldn't know Tim Walz if he walked in here and you know what I'm saying? Like, or if I backed my car into him, I'd be like, oh, sorry. Oh, is that the governor of Wisconsin? That's awkward. Or is it Minnesota? I don't even know what state he is.
Minnesota.
Would you even know who he was?
No, I would not, if I'm being honest.
Yeah, probably not.
I never even heard his name until like 2 weeks ago. I think he was the first one that used the term weird officially.
Was he the guy?
To describe Vance, yeah. I'm pretty sure.
He started a trend.
He's used it the most. That's
gotta,
undoubted.
That's got to make Shapiro a little bit jealous, huh? Gretchen Whitmer, the tyrant of Michigan, says that she's not part of the vetting for Harris's running mate. I don't know if I believe that or not. Cut number 12.
You have been mentioned as a possible running mate for Vice President Harris. So let's just start there. Has the campaign reached out to you about that possibility?
I have communicated with everyone, including the campaign, that I've made a commitment to serve out my term as governor in Michigan. I can be an excellent ally to a President Harris, and I can be a great co-chair of the Harris campaign from my place as governor. So I am not a part of the vetting.
Okay. Well, thank you for clarifying that once and for all.
Thank you for clarifying that once and for all. By the way, I don't really think Josh Shapiro would sacrifice his children. Does he even have kids? I don't even know. Does he?
I have no idea.
I think everybody has to draw their line. He may pledge himself to Satan, but I think he'd draw the line there. I'm trying to be level-headed with my analysis. I don't want anyone to make any accusations that I'm over the top.
I genuinely think he would get the tattoo if asked.
Oh, no question about it. No question about it. Oh, you gotta laugh. You gotta have fun. He's hugging the flag. I'll hug the flag for Kamala if I have to. I'll walk around with a Kamala flag and a cape, whatever it takes. Call me. Do you think he just leaves messages for her? Like, she gets home at night, checks her voice, and it's like, you have 18 new messages. Hey, Kamala, it's Josh. Checking in. Hey, talk smack against Trump today. Really was great. People said it was awesome. Then it cuts off. Hey, Madam President, love the sound of that. Am I right? It's me, Josh, again. Went out there, really used the S-bomb today. Said Trump has to stop talking. Zzz, zzz, and then it cuts off. It's like, hey, you really got to make that message longer. Me, Josh, again. Just call me when you have time. You just call me. It's like message 14. It's like, I don't understand. I thought we clicked at the rally in Harrisburg. Two more messages later, it's like, I'm sorry. The stress is getting to me. It's this damn Johnson and this war in Vietnam. Like, what?
I do like the idea of Kamala's phone going off while she's speaking with someone, her looking at it and just being like, oh, never mind. It's just Josh again.
Maybe they have a new app. You swipe right or left for who you want as your VP choice. And his name keeps coming up and she's swiping left. I think it's you swipe right if you want the person, right? Just left, left, left. And then he uses like fake names. He's like, hey, it's Bob Rapiro calling. Just want to say, I think Josh Shapiro would be a great pick for VP if you're thinking about somebody who's handsome and charming and would go out there and yell a lot.
Are you getting these?
Yeah, are you getting my messages? It's awkward. Did you block my text? Because I'm using a new number now. So I don't know if you have it or not, but it's me, Josh Shapiro, the governor of Pennsylvania. It's awkward. Oof. 855-839-1210 if you want to weigh in today and everything we are discussing on all of these things. I will get into with you the fact that the Democrat media complex is outsourcing all of their DNC talking points and using the word weird over and over and over again. No doubt about that. I will get into that as the show progresses. But I had one more clip of Karine Jean-Pierre, and I guess it was her talking about the assassination attempt of Trump, I believe, right? If I'm not mistaken.
Yes.
She denies that Biden repeatedly called President Trump a threat to democracy, even though he did. In fact, he did it right here in Philadelphia when he did his hellscape red speech, all drenched in red, blood pouring down the eyes of the presidents on Mount Rushmore. But now we're all pretending like that never happened, of course. Take a listen.
President Trump did an interview where he said that maybe being called a threat to democracy was a cause of his being shot. How would the president respond to that?
What I will say is the president has always been very clear when it comes to violent political rhetoric. There is no place, no place here in this country, in our nation for it. He's always spoken about that. He's spoken about that for the past, the past several years throughout his career. And, right after the assassination attempt, the president said, he even made an address in the Oval Office and talked about lowering the temperature. He talked about getting to the bottom of this, having an independent investigation and how important it was to do just that. And, I talked about Charlottesville. We saw how the president spoke against January 6th.
Here we go. More lies about Charlottesville.
Remember this. The day that January 6th happened in 2021, the president was then president-elect. He was supposed to talk about the economy. He took that opportunity to denounce what happened. 2,000 people went to the Capitol. A mob went to the Capitol. Officers, law enforcement officers were harmed. Some of them lost their lives afterwards. And he condemned that. He condemned the political violence. And they were doing that because they were trying to overturn free and fair elections.
Isn't this painful? Stop it. This is a bizarre, rambling answer to the question of, did any of Biden's rhetoric contribute to the assassination attempt? The short answer should just be, well, we don't know. We got to get all the facts out because we don't know. We really don't. We don't know if this guy believed that he was taking out the next Adolf Hitler. We don't know. We don't know. But when it's convenient for them, because the whole civility thing lasted 8 seconds. No, it did. It lasted 8 seconds. Like I told you it would. And I'm sorry, but there is no moral equivalency between the right and the left when it comes to political rhetoric, because it is the left that keeps saying Donald Trump is Hitler. I don't know if this guy thought he was taking out Hitler. I don't know if he believed he was saving democracy. I don't know. But to then start equating it to the lie about Charlottesville, which has nothing to do with anything about a presidential assassination attempt or January the 6th or Biden catching a cold or whatever else, it has nothing to do with anything. But remember why they do this. Because the truth is that the left does not want to tone down the political rhetoric in this country. The left does not want to actually reach across the aisle and form alliances and build bridges and do all these other things. They want to divide. Why do you think they're doing right now white guys for Kamala Harris? A bunch of beta males all on a phone call for Kamala Harris with their gonads tucked in. Why do you think they're doing that? Huh? You think they're doing that because they want to try to bring people together? No. Once again, they have to start isolating people by their various ethnic backgrounds and their genitalia and everything else is what they do. They have no interest in bringing people together. None. And they keep dividing people. This is what they do. They keep dividing people all the time. And I'm sorry, but, when I think about that, and then I think about the criticism that Trump gets because he makes a joke about Kamala Harris's laugh, I think these people are completely out of their minds. So here's what he said last night to Laura Ingraham about Kamala Harris's laugh. Cut number 9.
She's worse than Bernie Sanders. Now, she's trying to come back. She got rid of the laugh. I noticed I haven't seen that crazy laugh that she got. She's crazy. That laugh, that's the laugh of a crazy person. But I noticed that she's not using that laugh anymore. Somebody convinced her, don't laugh. Just don't laugh.
Yeah, don't laugh because you sound like a Batman villain. You sound like a crazy Batman villain. The cackler. That's what she sounds like. I'm sorry, but it's true. Why do you think she's not laughing anymore? Kamala, for the record, I love your laugh. It's me, Josh, again. Call me. Just leaving the 30-second message to tell you I love your laugh. I find it to be beautiful on a Harrisburg morning or evening or the middle of the day or any time you want to call. Oh, wait. Oh, not you. Shoot. That was the Camel Cigarette Company calling me about a lawsuit years ago. That's awkward. Oh, wait, I got it. Oh, it's Kevin, my friend Kevin. That's a song for K. Got all excited there. Got all excited. So just leave it another message. We may have fun with this from now until he's not picked to be the running mate. It's very possible we may have a lot of fun making fun of Josh Shapiro, Matt DeSantis. If nothing else, at least we can get through our days.
Seems like there's going to be no shortage of material.
Yeah, because he keeps giving it to us.
Every day there's something new.
Every day. Dropping curse words, looking like the tough guy.
Will he say the S word 3 days in a row? I think there's a real possibility.
Yeah, well, yesterday he used the A word, too, don't forget.
Oh, yeah.
So there's all that.
We'll take any curse word, Josh. Just give us something.
And if the focus group say she needs to pick a blonde...
Oh, he's dying his hair.
He's going
for sure.
Platinum.
Yeah.
He's going platinum at heartbeat. He'll look like Ken from the Barbie movie.
Point Break.
What?
I was going to say he's going to look like the surfer dude from Point Break or something like that. He'll grow his hair out, try to look as hippie as possible.
Hippie Josh? His new look?
With a surfboard on his back.
Oh, man. I love it. I love the desperation. Nothing funnier to me than a desperate guy. I think it's hysterical. I don't know. Maybe because I never had to be one. You know? Chicks dig me. So, well, they do. That's the ratings show that, Matt DeSantis.
That is true. The ratings did say that the ladies love the Rich Zeoli show.
Well, there you go. I don't make these rules up, you know.
Well, they love the show. It didn't say they love you specifically. It could be me, actually.
It's definitely not you.
It could be. It could be. We shouldn't dismiss it.
Probably Andrew, but it's not you.
I mean, that's fine with me. I'd be shocked at that, you know.
Yeah, because you just got here.
It's been a few months, so.
Yeah.
But whatever I can do to contribute to the show, that's all I care about.
Would you shave your chest hair to show the bare-chested Kamala tattoo before the nation? Like I have done. Call me. Maybe you need my number again. I'll just call me. It's joshloveskamala@gmail.com. You can email me.
You think he messages Doug Emhoff at all? Like, hey, has Kamala talked about me? But she's saying anything about me?
It's like guys in high school.
You think she likes me?
You think she did? She like did you? Did she hear me go out there and say Donald Trump has to stop talking S? Did she like that? You think that was really tough?
I said the S word again. I did it for her.
I did it 2 days in a row, Doug. Does she know that? Has she said anything? Awkward. Listen, when it comes to insanity, we certainly know it on this program, that's for sure. And we're very, very happy that we're going to welcome a United States Senator, Roger Marshall, coming up. But listen, relationships matter at Cherry Hill Volvo. I was just there today, as a matter of fact. I had to bring Bridget's car in for regular maintenance, and she drives the XC90. I love the XC90. It's my favorite of all the Volvos that we've driven because it's the great family car. It is also the safest SUV in that class out there, period, bar none. You get the third row, seats seven people, got a ton of cargo room. It is safe. It is reliable. It is luxurious. And at Cherry Hill Volvo, they build relationships by providing a luxury Volvo experience, always doing what is right, and making sure you drive away completely satisfied with the best deal available. And the result is so many of their customers, like me, become customers for life. And right now is an amazing time to get the Cherry Hill Volvo. The discounts of up to $13,176 off the Volvo XC90 for qualified buyers. That's right, $13,176 off. Plus, it is the 2024 model year markdown. So you're going to have the best pricing possible. Now, they're still doing the renovation over there, and there's some road work going on. But once you get past all that, it's worth it because the renovation special that's going on, the 2024 markdown special that's going on, and, of course, the discounts on the XC90 of up to $13,176 off the Volvo XC90. You're going to love it. And you're going to love Cherry Hill Volvo because my friend Judith Krupnik, my buddy Yosef, the entire team there, dedicated to your customer satisfaction. They're going to make sure you're happy, and they're going to make sure that you have an incredible buying experience. So what are you waiting for? Go see them today at Cherry Hill Volvo. They're right on Route 70 in Cherry Hill. And of all the Volvo dealerships in all the land, there's only one that sponsors our studio, and that's Cherry Hill Volvo, where relationships matter. So go see them today. Remember, $13,176 off the Volvo XC90, only at Cherry Hill Volvo, where relationships matter.
The Rich Cioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
855-839-1210 on Twitter at Rich Zeoli. It is very exciting to welcome to the program his first time on the show, the senator from the great state of Kansas, Senator Roger Marshall. Senator, how are you today, sir?
Rich, I'm doing great. You're right. There are fireworks flowing in D.C., and I know we're going to have a great show talking about it.
Well, listen, I got to tell you, I watched the hearing today. You did a great job pushing back on the acting Secret Service director, so thank you for doing that, Senator.
You bet, Rich. You know, I think what's important is to talk about the backdrop. And I'm not sure what folks there in your hometown are talking about, but this is the only thing folks back home are talking about, is they don't feel safe and secure. We don't trust the FBI, and we have no faith in our Secret Service. And if they can't keep the President Trump safe, or is my family safe anymore? So I think that's why America is paying so much attention to this. These are two, revered institutions, agencies, the FBI and the Secret Service, and frankly, they failed us. They've let us down.
Now, did you feel today that you got any answers, or did you leave frustrated today, Senator?
Yeah, I'm pretty frustrated, Rich. I know a few senators thought that this acting director did a better job, and that may be the case. But my feeling is this: is the acting director is prejudiced. That he is circling the wagons, he's CYA-ing, he's protecting everybody right now. And I get that. It's his organization. I feel like we fired the head coach, but we left the assistant coach in charge right now. And that's why I think we need to bring in a crisis intervention team. We really need to rip the Band-Aid off and bring somebody in. And someone like a Mike Pompeo, someone that understands national security and can come in and fire the people that need to be fired, clean house, review all the standard operating procedures, and turn this place back into the five-star, A-plus, gold-star agency it should be.
I got to tell you, when you were pointing out the fact of, who denies these requests for more security, and they were going on about how there's a committee of people that sit around a room and there's no real actual standard operating procedure, that almost blew my mind that here you have these bureaucrats deciding almost on a case-by-case basis with somebody like Donald Trump, who has so many crazy people that hate him. I mean, that's insane.
Exactly. I was almost dumbfounded to find out there wasn't a standard operating procedure. So, let's talk a little deeper about that. My question was, who denied President Trump more security? Well, and the answer, it depends, and we form a committee and we pray about it. Well, doesn't that make Americans feel like then that's a political decision? At the same day, I'm understanding that Dr. Jill Biden was having some type of an event out in Vegas, and the rumor is they pulled stuff, resources away from Trump for her, and they were probably going to fetch her ice cream for all we know. So it feels political. And then you think that the DHS Secretary Mayorkas, who's been impeached, who's responsible for 11 million people crossing our border illegally, him and Czar Kamala, of course, and you just wonder, who's running the store here? What happened to my agency I used to be so proud of?
Senator Roger Marshall's with me. He's a physician. He's an OBGYN. He delivered more than 5,000 babies, and did a great job today as a senator on the Committee on Homeland Security and Governmental Affairs. I want to ask you, too, Senator, you were last week all over the fact that Google was stopping the autocomplete feature when it came to people trying to figure out the assassination attempt on Donald Trump. So you could type in assassination attempt of, and if you put in T-R-U-M, it would come up Truman, but nothing about Donald Trump. And you were all over that.
Yeah, isn't it just amazing? And here we're saying, Google says, oh, we're not weaponized. We're not censoring conservative thought at all. And I would encourage your listeners even just to go in today. Google Donald Trump. and it's going to send you to something positive for Kamala Harris. You Google Kamala Harris right now, and she is ready for sainthood. And you would have never guessed that she was a California progressive all along. So Google is definitely working against President Trump. Again, Americans are frustrated. We don't trust the FBI. We don't have faith in the Secret Service. And here's something like Google that's working against President Trump as well. I guess that's why we love him and just will never forget him taking the bullet in the ear, getting knocked down, getting standing back up and saying, fight, fight, fight. And by gosh, Rich, I'm right there beside you. I'm fighting too.
Yeah, I'm glad. I'm glad you and your colleagues are holding them accountable, Senator. It's very important to do. And we got to hold big tech accountable because clearly there is an effort once again to try to whitewash all of Kamala Harris's positions. She's a radical, and she was a radical when she ran for the U.S. Senate. She was a radical when she ran for vice president and president back in 2020 against Joe Biden. She's a radical, and now they're trying to redefine her, and big tech wants to do its job to help with that.
Yeah, and again, the number one issue to Americans, and this is true in Kansas, and I know you're based out of Pennsylvania, I believe, but everywhere, is national security. It's the safety and security of their families. And why wouldn't they be concerned about a Kamala Harris? You know, again, she's the czar that oversaw 11 million people crossing the border illegally. But you go back and look at her history as a prosecutor and attorney general, she was doing cashless bail, defund the police, before you and I even knew what those terms even meant. I would have never dreamed of it. And now she goes forward with these same policies and encourages our police to turn their head when there's vandalism. I couldn't believe the vandalism, the destruction of property, defacing government property last week here at the Capitol. And our police officers are being told to turn their heads and look the other way. So it's no wonder Americans are fearful for their safety and security of their own families.
You also tweeted out, and you should follow Senator Marshall at Roger Marshall MD on X. Kamala Harris wants to buy your vote. You linked that to a Forbes article where she touts student loan forgiveness for 5 million borrowers. I got to tell you know, here in Pennsylvania, people are infuriated by this. There's a lot of guys who listen to this show, guys and gals who work for a living, didn't go to college or paid off their student loan debt, but they got debt on their truck or they got debt on whatever equipment or hardware. They find this to be bribery, Senator, and it is. It's giving cash to people to try to buy their vote. Where I'm from in Jersey or Philly, that's the way you do it. You know, but in the old days, you had to give them an envelope stuffed with cash. Now you just send them a check.
Yeah, Rich, it's frustrating for many of us. I'm a first-generation college student, worked myself through school, went to medical school in my second year of medical school. We had our first baby, and I had the choice. Am I going to borrow money? Or what else can I do? And I said to myself, look, you know, my dad served, my brother served, every generation of my family, someone has served. I'm going to go join the Army rather than borrow money. So I made the choice and did Desert Storm training, all those types of things. So, and my story is not unique. You finish high school, you make a choice. Shall I go to a trade school and learn how to become an electrician? Or shall I learn how to work in the aerospace industry? So we all made choices. And even right now, Kamala and the Democrats are pushing for legislation where people would get another check before the election surrounding child care tax credits. And, of course, we want to help out with child care, but they're now wanting to pass new legislation to send many, many people another check, a blank check in the mail from your federal government.
Well said. Listen, I appreciate you joining us. Last question for you. As you think about energy and the importance of energy, you know, Kamala Harris was out there saying she wants to ban fracking. Now she's trying to walk that back. It's a crucial issue here in Pennsylvania. We have an opportunity for Dave McCormick to also win the Senate seat. He'd make a great colleague of yours if he gets there to the U.S. Senate and help the Republicans win the majority back. How important is energy going into this election year, and how much destruction has this administration caused to America's energy independence?
Yeah, well, we're certainly rooting for Dave McCormick. He will be a great senator. And I would just share this, Rich. Joe Biden gave us $6 a gallon gasoline. Kamala Harris is going to give us $8 a gallon gasoline. Look, energy is an inflation multiplier. There's nothing you do in this country without energy. Whether you're farming or you're manufacturing, a hospital, whatever it is, you need energy. And if your electricity bill is going up, it is absolutely an inflation multiplier. Inflation follows energy costs. You're not going to see inflation tamed until we get energy under control. Look, I want to leave the world cleaner, healthier, and safer than we found it. America is doing a great job doing just that. I was raised in the oil patch and continue to support that. And we're doing everything, probably 97, 99% cleaner today than we were growing up. Our air, our waters are cleaner. Let's keep going in that direction. Energy is vitally important to our nation's national security and our economic security.
I said last question, but one more real quick, if I could. National debt surpasses $35 trillion. You are on the Senate Budget Committee. How concerned should we be about the spending by this administration?
Oh, it's a code blue. Again, we're not going to see inflation under control until we get federal government spending under control. But we're spending $1 trillion a year on interest. This year alone, we're going to take in $5 trillion and spend $7 trillion. There's a $2 trillion gap there. So that's going to keep driving inflation. And as we go forward, when there's no money left after you pay your interest, there's no money left. It's like maxing your credit cards. So whether you want us to build new roads and bridges, if you want new schools or high-speed internet, there's simply just no money left because it's all going on interest. This is the number one threat long-term to our national security. There's not, after you spend $1 trillion in interest, there's not money left to build that nuclear submarine that we need.
Senator Roger Marshall of the great state of Kansas, thanks for joining us here in Philadelphia. We really appreciate it.
You bet, Rich. I enjoyed it. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
The Rich Cioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
The big story of the hour, though, brought to you by our buddy Dr. Mike Vanaria. VanariaDental.com. Go see him today for your perfect smile. VanariaDental. VanariaDental.com. Is that Kamala Harris had a white dudes for Kamala call. This follows the white women for Kamala call that they had yesterday. I'm going to talk about that in the fourth and final hour. And there's a new scandal around Asanto Fauci. Yes, Anthony Fauci, the nation's leading infectious disease doctor. You always have to say that by law, of course. Regarding the puppies that he had slaughtered and the emails and the cover-up. So I'm going to get into that with you in the next hour. Plus, probably the most disgusting Olympic story you've heard regarding that filthy river in Paris. Get into that with you as well. So we got a lot to get to. But I just want to remind you, you know, as we talk about all these issues today regarding the Secret Service, I would be remiss if I did not play this clip for you. This was a little bit of a shouting match here with the acting Secret Service director, Mike Rowe. No relation to Mike Rowe, by the way. Ronald Rowe. Okay, that's why it's not relation to Mike Rowe. Mike Rowe, different Mike, different guy. Totally different guy. I had Mike Rowe in the mind. But no relation to Ronald Rowe, the acting director of the Secret Service. But this got into a little bit of a shouting match. Cut number five.
Let me ask, because the failures on that day were catastrophic. By the way, is it true that on the day of the Butler event that Secret Service transferred agent from President Trump to the First Lady?
No, sir, that's not true.
That's been widely reported.
It's not true. There was one airport agent that actually went on the manpower request for the Trump detail. They handled the arrival at the airport.
What
for
is the
relative?
What was the relative size of the Trump detail compared to the detail that is assigned to the president or the first lady?
Senator, the former president travels with a full shift, just like the president.
What's the so the exact same size? Is that your testimony that President Trump had the same size detail that President Biden has?
On the day of in Butler, the agents surrounding him, it is the same number of agents surrounding the president today. There is a difference between a sitting president who also not only...
Hold on. You're using president in a way that is not clear. Is it your testimony that in Butler, Pennsylvania, Donald Trump had the same number of agents protecting him that Joe Biden has at a comparable event?
I'm telling you the shift, the close protection shift surrounding.
That's
yes
what
you asked me, Senator, and I'm trying to answer it.
You are not answering it. Is it the same number of agents or not?
Senator, there is a difference between the sitting president of the United States.
Then what's the difference?
The difference?
2X, 3X, 5X,
National
10X?
Command authority to launch a nuclear strike, sir.
I'm not asking. How many
that
more
travel
agents?
With the president that
sir,
the former president
sir,
will
you are
not
refusing
get.
To
but
answer
the number
straight.
Of Secret Service
sir,
agents
stop interrupting.
Protecting him.
Stop interrupting me.
Go ahead,
you
Senator.
You are refusing to answer clear and direct questions. I am asking the relative difference in the number of agents between those assigned to Donald Trump and those assigned to Joe Biden. I'm not asking why you assign more to Joe Biden. I'm asking, is the difference, is it 2X? Is it 3X? Is it 5X? Is it 10X?
Senator, I will get you that number so you can see it with your own eyes.
Senator Marshall, you're recognized for your...
Love it. I love the fireworks. I love the fireworks. It's great because you know what? We got to get accountability here. And there's too many questions. Way too many questions. All right, listen. Fourth and final hour straight ahead. 40 days up to 40 pounds. Say it with me. 40 days up to 40 pounds. Shed that summer vacation weight by reaching out to NJ Diet. You will lose a contractually guaranteed 20 to 40 plus pounds in only 40 days and without any shots. NJ Diet is all natural. They use your hair, saliva, and blood work along with bioenergetic scans to personalize natural solutions and supplements that get your body into the fat-burning zone so you can finally lose that weight. Then, NJ Diet uses your DNA info to help you keep it off. And best of all, it's contractually guaranteed. You're fully supervised the entire time to make sure you're burning fat and not just losing water. You even get the doctor's personal email and phone number. Locations in Newark, Delaware, King of Prussia, or Cherry Hill, or available worldwide with live online video consultations. Just call them at 855-5-NJ-DIET. I know you've been thinking about doing this. Now's the time. Pull the trigger. You can do this. Or schedule your consult today by going to njdiet.com. njdiet.com and lose the weight for good.
Crash-proof consumers like Donna McMackin know that the double-digit interest credited to their accounts is protected and available to access without penalty.
With crash-proof retirement, I know that my money is totally safe. I stand to gain and brought in 11%. That was interest credited to my account. And I have the opportunity with crash-proof for that to continue to compound. Even with taking my required distributions, I could withdraw crash-proof income. There are no fees charged. Even though I've been retired a number of years and I'm not making a salary, I have my investments with crash-proof, and that's making me money while I enjoy my retirement.
Learn how double-digit interest returns can be permanently compounded to your principal with no risk of loss in a legally binding, recorded financial meeting. Schedule an appointment to begin your crash-proof retirement education. 800-722-9728 or crashproofretirement.com.
When you need to know, depend on KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
Police are on high alert after a string of car break-ins in Center City. Nine men have been charged in Montgomery County in connection with a gun trafficking ring. An acting Secret Service Director, Ron Rowe, testified to lawmakers about security failures that almost resulted in the assassination of former President Donald Trump.
Get the latest anytime on KYW News Radio. Now on Crystal Clear, 103.9 FM.
You've never needed us more.
At California Psychics, we know that when you haven't found love, it feels like everyone else has. Every movie has a love interest. Every song is a love song.
The Rich Zeoli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. The Rich Zeoli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
The big story of the hour, though, brought to you by our buddy Dr. Mike Vanaria. VanariaDental.com. Go see him today for your perfect smile. V-A-N-A-R-I-A. VanariaDental.com. Is that Kamala Harris had a white dudes for Kamala call. This follows the white women for Kamala call that they had yesterday. I'm going to talk about that in the fourth and final hour. And there's a new scandal around Asanto Fauci. Yes, Anthony Fauci, the nation's leading infectious disease doctor. You always have to say that by law, of course. Regarding the puppies that he had slaughtered and the emails and the cover-up. So I'm going to get into that with you in the next hour. Plus, probably the most disgusting Olympic story you've heard regarding that filthy river in Paris. Get into that with you as well. So we got a lot to get to. But I just want to remind you, you know, as we talk about all these issues today regarding the Secret Service, I would be remiss if I did not play this clip for you. This was a little bit of a shouting match here with the acting Secret Service director, Mike Rowe. No relation to Mike Rowe, by the way. Ronald Rowe. Okay, that's why it's not relation to Mike Rowe. Mike Rowe, different Mike, different guy. Totally different guy. I had Mike Rowe in the mind, but not any no relation to Ronald Rowe, the acting director of the Secret Service. But this got into a little bit of a shouting match, cut number five.
Let me ask, because the failures on that day were catastrophic. By the way, is it true that on the day of the Butler event that Secret Service transferred agent from President Trump to the First Lady?
No, sir, that's not true.
That's been widely reported.
It's not true. There was one airport agent that actually went on the manpower request for the Trump detail. They handled the arrival at the airport.
What
for
is
the first lady.
What was the relative size of the Trump detail compared to the detail that is assigned to the president or the first lady?
Senator, the former president travels with a full shift, just like the president.
What's the so the exact same size? Is that your testimony that President Trump had the same size detail that President Biden has?
On the day of in Butler, the agents surrounding him, it is the same number of agents surrounding the president today. There is a difference between a sitting president who also not only...
Hold on. You're using president in a way that is not clear. Is it your testimony that in Butler, Pennsylvania, Donald Trump had the same number of agents protecting him that Joe Biden has at a comparable event?
I'm telling you the shift, the close protection shift surrounding.
That's
yes
what
you asked me, Senator, and I'm trying to answer it.
You are not answering it. Is it the same number of agents or not?
Senator, there is a difference between the sitting president of the United States.
Then what's the difference?
The difference?
2X, 3X, 5X,
National
10X?
Command authority to launch a nuclear strike, sir. There are other assets.
How many more
travel
agents?
With the president that
sir,
the former president
sir,
will
you are
not
refusing
get.
To but answer
But the number
straight.
Of Secret Service
sir,
agents
stop interrupting.
Protecting him.
Stop interrupting me.
Go ahead,
you
Senator.
You are refusing to answer clear and direct questions. I am asking the relative difference in the number of agents between those assigned to Donald Trump and those assigned to Joe Biden. I'm not asking why you assign more to Joe Biden. I'm asking, is the difference, is it 2X? Is it 3X? Is it 5X? Is it 10X?
Senator, I will get you that number so you can see it with your own eyes.
Senator Marshall, you recognize for...
Love it. I love the fireworks. I love the fireworks. It's great because you know what? We got to get accountability here and... there's too many questions. Way too many questions. All right, listen. Fourth and final hour straight ahead. 40 days up to 40 pounds. Say it with me. 40 days up to 40 pounds. Shed that summer vacation weight by reaching out to NJ Diet. You will lose a contractually guaranteed 20 to 40 plus pounds in only 40 days and without any shots. NJ Diet is all natural. They use your hair, saliva, and blood work, along with bioenergetic scans to personalize natural solutions and supplements that get your body into the fat-burning zone so you can finally lose that weight. Then, NJ Diet uses your DNA info to help you keep it off. And best of all, it's contractually guaranteed. You're fully supervised the entire time to make sure you're burning fat and not just losing water. You even get the doctor's personal email and phone number. Locations in Newark, Delaware, King of Prussia, or Cherry Hill, or available worldwide with live online video consultations. Just call them at 855-5-NJ-DIET. I know you've been thinking about doing this. Now's the time. Pull the trigger. You can do this. Or schedule your consult today by going to njdiet.com. njdiet.com and lose the weight for good.
Crash-proof consumers like Donna McMackin know that the double-digit interest credited to their accounts is protected and available to access without penalty.
With crash-proof retirement, I know that my money is totally safe. I stand to gain and brought in 11%. That was interest credited to my account. And I have the opportunity with crash-proof for that to continue to compound. Even with taking my required distributions, I could withdraw crash-proof income. There are no fees charged. Even though I've been retired a number of years and I'm not making a salary, I have my investments with crash-proof, and that's making me money while I enjoy my retirement.
Learn how double-digit interest returns can be permanently compounded to your principal with no risk of loss in a legally binding, recorded financial meeting. Schedule an appointment to begin your crash-proof retirement education. 800-722-9728 or crashproofretirement.com.
you need to know. Depend on KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
Police are on high alert after a string of car break-ins in Center City. Nine men have been charged in Montgomery County in connection with a gun trafficking ring. An acting Secret Service Director, Ron Rowe, testified to lawmakers about security failures that almost resulted in the assassination of former President Donald Trump.
Get the latest anytime on KYW News Radio, now on crystal clear 103.9 FM.
You've never needed us more.
At California Psychics, we know that when you haven't found love, it feels like everyone else has. Every movie has a love interest. Every song is a love song.
The Rich Cioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.